Protesters have taken to the streets in the West Australian city of Geraldton today after the death of a 29-year-old woman shot by police last night. The community is demanding to know why police didn't use a taser or pepper spray to subdue the woman who was reportedly holding a knife. The state's Aboriginal community have had repeated complaints about mistreatment by WA police. Bridget Fitzgerald in Perth has the story.
Well, where were all those things? Where was the pepper spray? Where was your dog?
Angry locals have taken to the streets in Geraldton today, 400 kilometres north of Perth, demanding to know why a member of their community is dead. The woman is yet to be formally identified, but the protesters gathered on the lawn in front of the police station hold signs with the slogan, Black Lives Matter. A witness says the woman was holding a large knife and stepped towards an officer when the shot was fired. She later died in hospital. Local Yamatji woman Charmaine Green says the community wants answers.
This is our right. We have a right to know what happened, and we have a right to put this community on notice. And we also have a right to put the police on notice, because Yamatjis don't have to put up with this. We are not. Our lives matter. We are now a voice on this earth. She can't talk for herself. Every one of you can talk for her.
The Major Crime Squad will investigate the incident. Sandy Davies from the Geraldton Regional Aboriginal Medical Service has today spent time with the woman's family as well as police.
The family were very traumatised, and people can understand that. It was very raw in their mind, and it was a very emotional time in that room today. And very few people sitting in that room weren't crying.
He warns the shooting has already begun to divide the community.
That lady, that girl who rang the police, is inconsolable. And the family says today it doesn't matter who comes to their house, neighbours or what the circumstances are, they'll never ring the police again.
Regional WA Police Commander Alan Morton spoke with media this afternoon. He stressed police were working hard to engage with the community.
Senior West Australian Police Force officers have been working closely with the family and other community members, including Aboriginal leaders and respected members of the community, to assist everyone in the broader Geraldton community to get through this tragic incident.
A representative from the WA Police Union is travelling to Geraldton to support the officers involved. In a statement, Police Union President Harry Arnott said the union is standing by its members who were involved in the incident. He referred to the shooting as a terrible circumstance and said the union's thoughts go out to the officers involved and their families. While back at the protest, thoughts are with the victim's family, and Charmaine Green wants the police held accountable.
We should not be treated in this way, and the police don't want to think that they're cowboys from America in this town.
That's right.
Because this, we're not. We're people, and they don't treat us.
West Australian Premier Mark McGowan has offered his condolences to the woman's family and called for calm.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that story.